You didn't want to have crazy loud sex on the roof? Why ever not? Take your pants off. I want you now. I mean it. I've been waiting all day to absolutely lose it with you, and I can't wait any longer. Close the door first, you idiot. You looked amazing hobbling over there. Now finish the job. I don't want to even conceive that you own pants. They're flung so far across the room. No, you're fine. I never liked that little statue thing anyway. It was a gift from some asshole. Ooh, speaking of which, is tonight gonna be the night you let me at yours? Oh, come on! When are you gonna let me peg you? I have the perfect toys and everything. You know, you have such a delicious ass, and yet you keep it all to yourself. You're so selfish. I want that cherry blossom snack. Just let me get a lick on that ham flour, and I know I'll send you straight to Nirvana. Fine, fine. If you say soon, then I'm gonna hold you to that. Ass stuff. Soon. Ooh, speaking of which, I'm feeling spicy tonight, so... You wanna try anal? I'm down. I just kinda feel like going crazy, you know? I want to walk into work tomorrow and feel like I've got a secret. I'll wave to Maribeth at the desk and know. Yeah, I look normal. But my boyfriend pounded my ass so hard last night that I had to wear a gag just to keep from waking the neighbors. My nips are so bruised from our nipple clamps that this bra is killing me right now. And when lunchtime comes and she asks me some dumb question like, did you catch the twist ending on the fifth Gossip Girls reboot last night, Ingrid? I'll say, nope, Meredith. I had a quiet night. With a smirk on my face, knowing that my ass is so full of your leftover cum that the only thing holding it in place is the plug you shoved in there as the cherry on top of our fucking. Yes, those are the kind of thoughts this office lady has. You gonna fulfill my fantasies or what, Beefcake? Do I have to convince you? Because I can see there's one part of you I don't have to convince. You're not gonna hurt me. You know how much my throat can take. Let me prove to you that my ass can take twice as much. We can even do it in the shower if you're worried about, you know, other stuff. I'm going to take all of the pre-cum currently on my tongue as a resounding yes. Let's go. We already have extra lube in the bathroom from that other thing we did. Thank you.
how sad and unpinched these nipples are. They're so lonely and not in pain. Aren't you gonna help me out there, baby? This naughty girl needs a little punishment from her handsome man. Harder. I want to see bruises in the morning so purple they give me physical flashbacks to the feel of your hands. That's more like it.
Yes, why have a bathroom divider if you're not going to bend me over it? Oh, we won't even need lube at this point. I'm going to be so dripping wet. Just dip your tip into my pussy and slide right into my ass. No issue.
Oh, sir. Right here in the company bathroom? You're so devious. What will the other employees think?
You want all the other girls thinking I'm a slut?
How terrible of you, sir, when I've served you so well.
What? Don't like what I have to say? Then why don't you shut this little office lady up?
Ooh, choking is against company policy, you know. Would you dare? You boring, white-collar piece.
Oh, please, I need you to be fucking me right now. I want to feel every inch of you pressing up inside me. Invade my fucking body.
Here, just for that extra smooth slide. Stick it in, I'm tired of waiting. Oh god, fuck, you really didn't pull any punches. Like, I know I said bruise me, but first time doing anal and you're just gonna rag your... Hey, what are you doing with that shower head? Whoa, you can't use that on my clit. It's gonna make me come too hard. I'll fucking pass out on your dick and then...
Oh.
think I've gone blind. Oh, wait, it's just self-esteem. Jesus fucking Christ. You literally packed my ass. I can't even think of something witty right now. Oh, it just came my brains out. If your dick wasn't holding me up, I'd be on the fucking floor drowning. Don't you fucking dare. If I came again right now, my soul would leave my body permanently. You change it back. Oh my god. I can't even. Just take your dick out of my ass. Ow. Oh. Well, we achieved sore and bruised. Look, I'm not saying I'm not a happy kitten right now. I'd purr if I could. But I'm wrecked. Oh, shit! No, not literally, dumbass. Gross. I mean, oh shit, we don't have a butt plug in here. All your goodies are gonna leak out. I earned that load so well and everything. No, I'm not gonna have any proof. Yes, I was serious about that part. Oh well, I guess that just means you're going to have to give me a fresh load tomorrow morning before I go to work. Hope you're ready to do this again in a few hours, baby. 'Cause I'm gonna need more than my morning coffee to get me going.